Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Edward Schrenk is, so we're having a little difficulty connecting with him. I promise you he'd be here, but you and I are going to continue to march. We're continuing to look for him. One of the things that we were going to talk about is the value of military veterans to the marketplace. Now, those of you who've been listening to my show for a long time know a little bit about my background. I was in the military for a number of years, active reserve, and as an officer. And my son is still a Marine. He was on active duty. He did two tours in Iraq and in 04 and 06. My dad was in World War II, et cetera, et cetera. Somebody in my family has served in the military all the way back to the Revolutionary War, maybe before that. My family came over in the first one came over in 1735. So we've been involved. There was even a General Blasingame back in the early 1800s, I think, in the War of 1812. Anyway, so it's in my blood. It's in my genes. It's in my attitude about how important our members of our military are. You know, today, when men and women come back from service, when we see them, we thank them for their service and that sort of thing. I'm so glad to see that, because it hasn't always been so. When you were in the military, especially following the Vietnam era, you know, things weren't like that in those days. So it's good that America is recognizing that our men and women in uniform are very, very important and dedicated people. But there's more to them than just their service. While they're serving, they're getting training. They're getting experiences. They're getting leadership experience. And I'm talking about if you see a private first class, somebody that's basically, you know, a pretty low on the org chart, as they will tell you, as a PFC will tell you, that person has had some leadership experience, but also that person has been around leaders. They know how organizations work, and so the reason I'm telling you this is because if you have an opportunity to hire someone who has military background, then I hope you will at least give that person extra marks, extra credit for having that experience. Now, I'm not telling you to hire them automatically. There are a lot of other things that go into hiring someone. But I do believe that if you meet someone, if you have an opportunity, if you see a resume that shows that this person has experience, even if they're just in the reserves, and I say just meaning a reservist, unless they spend time in are called up to beyond more than 6 months, unless they spend if they spend their whole life as a reservist and aren't called to active duty, they're not considered veterans. And that's a technicality that it's a bone I have to pick with the government about that. But they're not called veterans primarily because of the benefits. They don't want to call you a veteran so that you'll try to claim some benefits. And so anyway, that's another story. But even if you, whether the person has been a member of active duty, of service, or if they've been in the reserves or National Guard, that person has had training, has had leadership experience that I think will benefit you. And so if you aren't familiar with the military, if you haven't spent any time in the military, if you don't know much about the military, if you see a person's resume, if you meet someone and you determine, you find out, you're told that they have military background, military training, military experiences, ask them about that. Don't just, I'm not saying that gives them a free pass. Everybody has to earn the job. But ask them about their military experience. Get them to, they might not bring it up on their own. So everybody, there are people out there who aren't fans of the military. And that breaks my heart. But I, you know, we can't help that. So they might not bring it up on their own. But it should, they probably will have it on the resume. And when you see that, if they haven't talked about it on their own, ask them, just say, tell me about your military background. What? Tell me what you do or what you did in the military. I'd like to know. And ask them about their leadership roles. Ask them about what they did and some of their experiences. And I think when you hear them talk about that, you will hear them telling you things that you can use. You'll hear them saying things that you'll determine, I think, all other things being equal, the qualification situation being pretty equal, I think you'll look at that person, you'll say, you know what? That's the kind of background I want in my business. And again, not just active duty, people who are on, you know, my son, when he came out of the active duty after four years in the Marines, then he went into the reserves, so he had both of those experiences. But it doesn't matter if it's reserves, if it's National Guard, if it's active duty, you're going to find people. When you find those people, you're going to find them with experience, with training, with bearing. The military bearing is a very disciplined bearing. And that's the kind of thing that you want in your business. You want people who are disciplined. You want people who have put someone else above themselves. You want people who are capable of realizing that it's not always about them. And if you spend much time in the military, if there's one thing you find out that it's you can't live your life making it all about you. So give these people an extra shot. Give them a little bit an extra attention. And certainly, absolutely, positively, if you're looking through resumes and you see somebody who is even close to being qualified, and they also have any kind of military background, make sure you talk to them. I'm not going to tell you to hire them. That's your decision. But I am going to ask you, be sure to give them an interview. I think you'll be impressed. We'll take a quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions, from recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
How's the presentation coming along?
Oh, it's going to be great.
What was that?
Oh, I hired a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy to punch up the presentation a bit. It'll make us look better.
You think? You know, Andy.
Susan.
If you really wanted to impress everyone, you could have used FedEx Office Print Online.
Really? How is that better than gratuitous sound effects?
Well, with FedEx Office Print Online, you just upload the presentation and they'll print, assemble, and ship it. So it's there waiting for you. I use it all the time.
Hmm, that does sound impressive. But can we still do this?
No.
Okay, how about this? This?
I don't think so.
How about one of these?
No.
Well, maybe we don't need a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy.
Probably not, no.
We understand. You want to look professional. We'll print, bind, pack, and ship your presentations with FedEx Office Print Online.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blassingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. You're in for a treat, folks. We have one of America's finest, Edward Schrank, is with us, and Edward is a 14-year Marine, and he's now a brand, I think, if I understand correctly, he's a brand new business owner. He's here to talk to us a little bit about his experience in life. Edward Schrank, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Tell us a little bit about your military background, Edward.
Well, I've been on active duty for 14 years as a United States Marine. Joined in 1996. It's been been the honor of my life. I always considered it to be something I wanted to do for the rest of my life, I think as I tried to figure out, as I was faced with a medical retirement, it was something that, you know, when I figured out that I wasn't going to be able to spend the rest of my life as a Marine, I quickly realized I had to find something to do that would allow me to kind of recreate or closely recreate those values that I felt as a small unit leader. And that was owning a small business.
What was your rank? What is your rank?
I'm a gunnery sergeant.
And so Gunny, what could you mind asking what is the reason for your medical, retirement?
Oh yes. I lost my left eye, and portions of my skull. I know it's not probably funny to other people, but I planned on addressing it when I first found out, you know, I didn't plan on giving up my career right away. I was thinking that okay, I'm going to try and address this vision situation because I thought it was going to be all about losing my eye.
Right.
And
my audience is being nosy right now, and they want to know how this happened.
Oh, I will tell you that the initial injury, that's quite a story. I suppose that would make that. I'll let you know.
Was it related to your service?
So the initial injury. The initial injury was not all that life threatening. And
where did the injury happen?
I'm telling you. So when I first took the initial injury, that's how they found the brain tumor.
Ah, there we go.
Right. And so after that initial injury, from which was, you know, sorry, getting a little caught up in this.
That's
but
all right.
After that initial injury, and then that was what I guess I'm saying is that injury is what turned out to be the best thing.
Right.
That ever happened.
Exactly. No, I've seen that happen before. So you were injured at first, and then they found the brain tumor. Now you're better, and you're healing, and you're being discharged from, or retired, I should say, from the Marines, and you started your a new life as a small business owner, right?
Yes, sir. And I've really found that being a small business owner, it's really what's been the number one thing that I could find to recreate that atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially with Sears Hometown Stores. It's really been what I have found to recreate that quality people approach
mm-hmm.
to you know, to what I loved about being a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been, you know, I was planning on staying in the Marine Corps for 30 to 40 years, and it ended up being 14. And the ability, you know, the ability to still wake up and focus on servant leadership, the ability to put people first, and that my success as a business owner is going to come as a result of putting everyone else before me.
Right.
That is what makes me thankful that I found a way to harness that same leadership ability.
And Edward, and Edward, I was just telling the audience before you got here, folks, that's the kind, if you hear, listen to what he's saying, this is the kind of behavior, this is a kind of an attitude, this is a kind of these are the kinds of values that you're going to get out of a typical member of our military who's either even reservists, even National Guard, and certainly someone like Edward who's was a former or is about to become a former active duty person. Edward, can you give us your website, please, where we can find out more about you?
Sure. You can look. Look up Sears Hometown Stores. com.
And you're in Rochelle, Illinois.
Rochelle, Illinois. The story is there. We just did our grand opening.
All right.
We've got the full story there under the Stores and Stripes program.
All right.
I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Stores and Stripes. Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, Edward, I worked for Sears for many years, many decades ago. Edward, thank you for your service. Thank you for your commitment and dedication to your country. And I know you do well in your small business. We look forward to following your success. And God bless you and your family. And
thank you.
Safe travels. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. It's all that I have left.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest employee. I call him Al. Voila!
Hello, I am Al.
Al is the world's most highly advanced supercomputer. He knows everything.
I know everything.
He's going to help us solve our international shipping problems.
I compute that you've been selling company secrets.
Huh?
You lied on your resume.
Well, just my age.
You're parked in a handicapped space today.
Stub my toe.
You've been sleeping in the office every night.
Stop that, Al.
Problems at home.
Phil, hand me that folding chair.
Yes, sir.
Ow.
Ooh. Sir, why don't we just use FedEx Express for our international shipping needs?
Good thinking, Phil.
FedEx Express flies more cargo around the world than anyone else.
FedEx Express will take care of all our international shipping needs.
You've been stealing petty cash.
It's my company.
It's Daddy's company.
But he said I could... Daddy!
We understand. You want international shipping made easy. Reach customers in over 220 countries and territories with simple and helpful tools from FedEx.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Kelleher. What are you doing here?
Well, we needed to save money, so we've closed the office.
We did?
And now we all work from home. Your home, actually.
That's kind of inconvenient for me, sir.
No, it's very convenient for you. You see, you're so close to the office now.
Yeah, but...
Oh, that'll be the rest of the office. Listen up, people. Company meeting in Frank's bedroom in 5 minutes.
Dude, don't go in there.
Who is that?
That would be my wife.
Well, I'm sorry. This is a private meeting. She's going to have to leave.
Well, you know, sir, there are better ways for us to save money.
Nope. We ran the numbers, and taking over your home was pretty much the only option.
Well, we could use FedEx Ground.
FedEx Ground?
FedEx Ground is a cost-effective way to ship ground packages, and they have the fastest ground service to the most U.S. businesses.
Great idea, Frank. With FedEx Ground, we could save both time and money. We say let's have a toaster pastry to celebrate.
Mr. Kelleher, that's my toaster pastry.
Doesn't have your name on it.
Strawberry.
We understand. You want better ways to save. FedEx Ground. Fast, reliable, and for less than you think.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Rick Maurer is here. I'm glad he's here, too. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, about 9 years that he's been joining us and talking to us about some of the things that he has learned, and he's been imparting his wisdom to us over all that time. And he's here today to talk to us about something that's really important, because it's something that you and I don't see very easily, and that's ourselves. And he's the author of the revised edition of Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and he's our good friend Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always, Rick. You know, that great possum philosopher Pogo once said, "We have seen the enemy, and he is us."
Yes, indeed.
And that's something that I think every business owner, every manager should print out, should type it out and print out. Be sure to give attribution to Pogo now when you do it, but put it in quotes and put Pogo afterwards. But they should type that out, put it in big print and print it out, and then hang it up on their wall. And to remind themselves that a lot of the problems that we have in life, a lot of the problems we have in business, a lot of the frustrations that we have, that we tend to look around and try to find who's creating this frustration for us, would be a lot better served if we, instead of looking around at other people, we just looked in the mirror. What do you think?
Well, that's probably the best place to start. And then you have a different perspective for looking at the other people who are players in this.
But, Rick, I mean, it hurts so much.
I know it does.
It just hurts.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people don't need it, and I think you're probably exempt.
Well, so I'm glad to know that you recognize that.
Yeah, you can proficiency out of that one. but one of the real problems is often it's very, very difficult for people to tell their boss, like the small business owner, the truth about what's going on. And this isn't because the bosses are bad people.
Right.
But there's something built into how we work and kind of the, just our DNA of being in the workplace that we don't want to tell the bosses the truth. And so often that there can be problems and the boss doesn't know it. And that is a real problem. And
right.
one thing, so I coach my clients on, so how do you create the kind of conditions so that people actually will come in?
Well, let me tell you something, Rick. I know situations where the bosses have been told, and the people who told them, you know, there's a reason why they don't like to tell the boss
yep.
something, because there's a price to be paid. You know, I know situations where exit interviews have occurred, and the boss has been told the people can't be heard anymore, and they tell the boss, and it doesn't change anything. And the people
right.
around them, the people who are left behind, you know, those who are left behind are saying, "Whoa! If an exit interview
right.
doesn't get it, I don't know what to do about that."
Well, I mean, and that's right, and frankly, those bosses don't want to hear feedback. They want to live in their own little world of who they think they are and how good they are, and they. That message they sent by, you know, canning somebody or really humiliating somebody in a meeting when the person actually spoke truth to power, that message will last for years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the original players could be long gone by now, and people remember that. And so if you're one of those bosses, you know, you can't just say, hey, no, give me feedback now. I mean, you've got to start demonstrating. And, you know, and you can do it in really little ways. Like if somebody says even the least little thing, you don't have to agree with them, but say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just, you know, and you have to start small because people are going to be skeptical and probably skeptical for a long time because they're afraid they'll be next.
Mm-hmm. Well, and folks, so here's the thing. As we wrap up this segment, as you're running your business, as you're managing your shop, if you're feeling frustration, if you're feeling some pain, if you're not accomplishing what you think you should be accomplishing, and before you know it, you're feeling that same pain with different people. Now, in other words, somebody's left and you brought somebody new in and you're still feeling that same pain. Well, maybe you should start getting the idea that it may not be them. It might be you. And when we come back after these messages, Rick and I've got a little tip that I'm going to offer, and Rick will have several too, on how you can get yourself out of that problem, how you can talk yourself out of being that way, and really doing, as Rick said, you know, being the kind of person that people want to come to and bring you their problems without worrying about it, and productively too. Rick Maurer and I will be right back. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Hey, Richard, ready for the big presentation?
Yes, I am.
He's all ready. His middle name is Eddie. And he's as ready will ever be.
I didn't know your middle name was Eddie. I couldn't help but notice you have a Broadway chorus with you.
Well, I wanted to make a big impression for the presentation.
Big, 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 big. He's making it big, incredibly big, yeah.
Well, if you really wanted to impress, you could have gone to FedEx Office. They'd help you print, copy, and finish your presentation.
FedEx Office? Is there one nearby?
Is it far?
Very far.
Can we get there by car?
We could get lost.
Or bitten by frost.
Or maybe eaten by a jaguar.
Roar.
That's not annoying at all. Actually, there are nearly 1,700 FedEx Office locations. I use the one around the corner.
Hey, isn't there one around the corner?
Yes, I just said they
help. You really should have known about FedEx Office. Not a lot of words are with FedEx Office.
We understand. You want support close by. FedEx Office has nearly 1,700 convenient locations.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. He's my favorite blues man. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and if you go there, you'll find Rick Maurer among our Brain Trust members, our almost 2,000 Brain Trust members. Rick has been there now for almost 9 years, and you can find the body of work that he's deposited with us, and almost all of it is evergreen. The things that he's talked to us about are things you can continue to learn from. So I hope you'll check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. His books are Beyond the Wall of Resistance, that's the revised edition, and then the other one, which the title of which says it all for me, Why Don't You Want What I Want? Rick, welcome back. Thanks again for staying with us. We're talking about feedback. We're talking about how to get employees to get comfortable. Two things. We got two projects here, Rick. We got to get employees to get the grit to actually come to the boss, as you said earlier, speak truth to power. And number two, we got to get that power to receive that feedback in a productive way, short term and long term. And so here's an idea that I have. This is something that's helped me over the years. I tell my folks, it's okay for you to bring me a problem, but not unless you bring me a solution with it. Don't just bring me a problem. Mm-hmm. Bring me a solution, even if you know it's not the best solution, even if you're not sure or whatever, don't worry about that. But I want to make sure that you don't bring me a problem until you've thought about it enough that you've come up with your idea about it. Now, I think that kind of double message, so to speak, the alpha and the omega, that kind of thing, I think is what I think makes it easy for a manager to swallow. What do you think?
Well, I do, and there's a couple of real advantages to that. One, I agree, it's easier for the manager to swallow it. And two, it gets the employee thinking about, so if I were going to make it better, what would I suggest? And so Right. Now they're thinking about problems differently, and they're not as passive. So it's not like parent and child. It's a couple of adults trying to think about how do we improve our Right. Customer service or our delivery system or whatever it might be.
Well, it's also... What happens is, and see, I've done this before. I didn't come up with that on my own. One of my mentors taught me that years ago, because I was continually bringing him things that just annoyed me.
Yeah.
And he finally said, "You got to stop doing this, or I'm going to fire you." Basically, you know. And he said, "You know, if you're going to bring me a problem, bring me a solution." And so Yeah. What would happen is I'd go through that process, and the two or three things would happen. I'd sleep on it longer. I would all of a sudden on one particular thing, I'd say, wait a minute. Now that I've thought about how I'd fix it, I come back to the way he's doing it.
Yeah.
So he's already been through this process. Why would I bother him? I don't want him to have to tell me we've already tried that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, no, I agree. I think that's terrific. And what it can do, for any of your listeners who might say, oh, yeah, that's a good idea, I want to try that, is it can start conversations. In other words, it doesn't have to be that simple of exchange that I just come to you and say, Jim, I see a problem, here's my idea, thanks a lot, boss, I'll see you.
you can actually start having some planning meetings. You can say, you know, hey, next Monday morning when we all get together before people go out and do their things, let's spend 15 minutes and let's just brainstorm with the group and figure out some ways of tackling this and really make that something that will work. So suddenly now you got people with skin in the game. So that can be a simple but really effective opening to kind of changing the quality of conversation and work-related conversation in your workplace.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that that I'd like to recommend, that another thing that I think might help, Rick, is not to wait on people to come to you and say, boss, this isn't working, we need to do something else. Or for you to even say that to them. What about if you have a regular, let's say twice a year, let's just pick that idea, twice a year, we have a regular session scheduled where we sit down and we look at everything as if it had to prove itself all over again. And that way, nobody has to come to me and say, hey, boss, this isn't working. If it's a month away, they can say, okay, we're going to talk about that in a month, and I'll bring it up then. And when everything's on the table, nothing's dangerous.
Perhaps. I like the idea, but generally, with any idea, whether I think it's a brilliant idea or not, I encourage my clients to do it as an experiment. So let's say they had that exactly the kind of meeting you're talking about, and it works brilliantly, then still step back and say, all right, so what could we do to improve it? Do we need to do it more often? Let's make sure we make it a monthly or a quarterly, whatever it is, thing. But if it doesn't work, then sit back and go, huh, how come? And the how come quite often is people are still afraid, and they're still waiting for the other shoe to drop, and they go, okay, yeah, I know what Jim's saying. That makes sense to me. But, man, you remember back in 1952, I heard that old, Bart blah, blah, blah was fired for saying. And so that kind of stuff lingers, and it's hard for that, especially hard for that to come out in a meeting, because people don't want to go on record and have other people looking. And it, so I would just say, do it as an experiment. Do it as an experiment and see what kind of reaction you get. And if you're not getting the reaction, then go to plan B.
I like the experiment thing. In fact, that was a chapter in one of my books. My banana book is on experimenting. And, don't change. I think the point I made was, I might have even quoted you in that book, Rick. And I said, don't change, experiment. I mean, I think experiment is a much better, more palatable thought than change is. And so I definitely like that idea. Rick, give us your website, please.
Sure thing. It's www.rickmaurer.com, and Maurer is Maurer.
And we're going to take a quick break. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come after these messages.
But when you're walking down the street, and you ain't had enough.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
How's the presentation coming along?
Oh, it's going to be great.
Hallelujah!
What was that?
Oh, I hired a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy to punch up the presentation a bit. It'll make us look better.
You think? You know, Andy.
Susan.
If you really wanted to impress everyone, you could have used FedEx Office Print Online.
Really? How is that better than gratuitous sound effects?
Well, with FedEx Office Print Online, you just upload the presentation and they'll print, assemble, and ship it. So it's there waiting for you. I use it all the time.
Hmm, that does sound impressive. But can we still do this?
No.
Okay, how about this? This?
I don't think so.
How about one of these?
No.
Well, maybe we don't need a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy.
Probably not, no.
We understand. You want to look professional. We'll print, bind, pack, and ship your presentations with FedEx Office Print Online.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's BPLANS.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Won't you come away with me? Oh, where we are flying high.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Rick Maurer is our guest, the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance, revised edition, and also Why Don't You Want What I Want, his other book, which has my favorite title. Rick, tell us how we can find your books.
Sure thing. www.rickmaurer.com. Maurer is M-A-U-R-E-R. And by the way, I had wrote a book called Feedback Toolkit, and it was just revised and came out a couple of months ago.
I don't think I have that book.
You know, I'm really sorry. I will send it to
you. You need to fix that, exactly.
I will fix that.
And that's where they can find out more about the topic we're talking about right now, which is feedback. What else do we need to know? What else do we need to know about feedback? Because, you know, what you're talking about is so important, Rick, is because, as I said earlier in the hour, you've heard me say it before, you've been talking about this yourself. Folks, change isn't different, but the velocity of change is.
Yeah.
And as Rick has taught us, you can't just manage change. It's not enough just to change. It's not enough just to get comfortable with change. It's not even enough to manage change. You have to lead change. And Rick, I learned that from you, and I think that's an important point. The velocity of change means that you can't do it all by yourself. You got to have your team working on this, don't you?
Yeah, you absolutely do. You know, one thing that could really help for getting feedback, and this is people below you in the organization giving you feedback, because that's a unique phenomenon, is make it specific to a particular project so that it's not like, hey gang, give me feedback on what am I doing well or not. That's uncomfortable for anyone. But if you say, hey, we've got this new account or we've got this going on, we really need to have a conversation about what are we going to do about it. And then, as the leader, prime the pump. And you could say, you know, it seems to me that one of the problems is, you know, we're all overextended. I know that I am. And you guys come up with some things, and then I sit on it for 2 weeks. I'm just wondering if that might be contributing to the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And by you saying that, it starts to let people know, oh, she gets it. Oh, he gets it. And that can help kind of grease the skids so there can be a conversation. But mm-hmm. if it's really work-related and just around the work itself, not general, but a particular project, then it makes it easier. It gives a context for the feedback.
Well, exactly. And I'll tell you, there's something else, though, that you can do. I think there are adjacent management situations that will help people be more comfortable talking to you about these things. And that's how you behave when people make a mistake.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to leave your point here, Rick, but when people make a mistake, if instead of firing them or yelling at them or whatever, if they'd made a mistake doing the best they can without, it wasn't just that they were being a bonehead.
Yeah.
If other people hear you tell that person, okay, so you made a mistake. We messed up. What did we? And you say, all right, let's answer this question. What did we learn?
Yeah.
If they hear you saying things like that, that gives them the attitude that you know, this is the way he manages. This is the way she manages. What do you think, Rick?
Oh, I agree with you completely. I think that's a really good addition to the conversation. You know, and for any listeners who are going, yeah, but what about this person who's a chronic offender, if you will? Well, you'll know it. I mean, you'll know it pretty quickly.
You mean in terms of messing up? Somebody
messing up.
Well, yeah. then those are the people that you do get rid of.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a barnacle on everybody's keel.
Yeah. Yeah. And the only, you know, the only way we learn is by making mistakes. And we self-correct and we go, oh, and if you're protecting yourself all the time to not make mistakes, or certainly to let other people know you're making mistakes, you're suddenly playing it safe, and you got a bunch of employees who are not taking chances. They're not, you know, they're not going the extra mile. Mm-hmm. They're playing so far inside the box that there's no life there, and you're not going to get any better as a company.
I also would like to encourage people to ask themselves, if that's what may be the case, you know, the marketplace has had a lot of fear put into it in the last 3 years, Rick.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much of what you just said is out there. You got to ask your people, okay, have we become afraid to take chances, to take risks, to take initiative? Because the last 3 years has created that. You might want to see if that's in your organization. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job. Give us that website one more time.
Sure thing. www.rickmaurer.com. Maurer's Maurer.
You can find his books there and also wherever books are sold. If you ask him real sweet, he probably will autograph it for you. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but not till after the news. I will be back after the news, though. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
It was relaxing and exciting. Encountered sights that we didn't even know were there. Yes, we'd gone before, but this was no ordinary trip. This was a Maupin Tour.
Maupin Tour Extraordinary Vacations. For group excursions or the adventure of a lifetime, custom design your escape or leave the details to the experts. Call 1-800-255-4266 or go to maupintour.com.
We custom designed our trip, but still, every day held a surprise.
1-800-255-4266. maupintour.com.
Does shaking off addiction have to go hand in hand with embracing religion? It's all about life, love, and health.
In our meetings, we don't do prayers, and we don't do atheist or agnostic advocacy.
That's Marty Nicolaus, author of the book Empowering Your Sober Self, The Life Ring Approach to Addiction Recovery.
Secular is kind of a problem word in some ways, but there it is. What it means is that in our meetings, we don't do either religion or anti-religion. Our meetings are in some ways like those of a Weight Watchers group. They talk about, you know, lifestyle issues and attitudes and how to control cravings, and religion doesn't ever enter into it. And that's the same with us. In Life-Free meetings, we allow ordinary conversation like you might have with friends sitting in a living room, talking about small decisions, but in their cumulative impact, big life-determining decisions. Those are the things we talk about. And then at the end, in most Life-Ring meetings, people give each other a round of applause. It's a way of recognizing the fact that staying clean and sober is work. Those people are heroes, and they deserve recognition.
For more information about Life-Ring Secular Recovery, visit lifering.org. I'm Christopher Springman, and it's all about life, love, and health.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, host of Healthline. Join me live to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Healthline, the world's leader in cell-resonant nutrition technology, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works. This month, CoQ-Quinol is on special, the world's first super energy, fully reduced CoQ10. CoQ-Quinol is in the blood in seconds and is immediately available to the body for great help for the brain, the heart, the kidneys, the immune system. CoQ-Quinol is not ordinary CoQ10, which is oxidized or burned. No amount of CoQ10 can do what CoQ-Quinol does. Buy two bottles and get a third one free. Call the order line, 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. Experience nutrition that really works.
This is GAB1, GABRadioNetwork.com.
Hey, Richard, ready for the big presentation?
Yes, I am.
He's all ready. His middle name is Eddie, and he's as ready will ever be.
I didn't know your middle name was Eddie. I couldn't help but notice you have a Broadway chorus with you.
Well, I wanted to make a big impression for the presentation.
Big, 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 big. He's making it big, incredibly big, yeah.
Well, if you really wanted to impress, you could have gone to FedEx Office. They'd help you print, copy, and finish your presentation.
FedEx Office. Is there one nearby?
Is it far?
Very far. Can we get there by car?
We could get lost.
Or bitten by frost.
Or maybe eaten by a jaguar.
Roar.
That's not annoying at all. Actually, there are nearly 1,700 FedEx Office locations. I use the one around the corner.
Hey, isn't there one around the corner?
Yes, I just said they
help. You really should have known about FedEx Office. Not a lot of words right with FedEx Office.
We understand. You want support close by. FedEx Office has nearly 1,700 convenient locations.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they can save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm, like, invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear, oh, dear. Anyway, look, don't matter. Look, point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame, sponsored by FedEx for your small business needs. CareerBuilder.com, start building. And Palo Alto Software, makers of Business Plan Pro. And now, the man Fortune Small Business Magazine called one of America's most influential small business experts.
Pinch me, lovey, so I know it isn't a dream, but not too hard. I bruise easily.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening, and I don't care how. If you're listening on the radio anywhere across North America, we're grateful for that. We're especially grateful to those outstanding radio affiliates who take our show. We thank them very much, each and every one of them, because we consider them the highly intelligent members of the radio industry, and we encourage you to thank them for the work that they do. For my programming and others that you like on their radio station, so keep listening and appreciate the folks who are doing that. You may be listening anywhere around the world on the internet, because we've been simulcasting on the internet for a long time now, since '98, and so we hope you check out that option as well. If you miss something on the radio, you can go back and listen to it later on, again on my website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And let me tell you about who we got coming up straight ahead. We got a lovely lady and a really smart guy. Pam Bilbrey is going to be back with us. She's the co-author of Ordinary Greatness. And she says that we can improve engagement of our employees by identifying what she calls the three signs of a miserable job. And we're going to get her to help us understand what that means. And coming up right after the next break. In the second half of the hour, we're going to talk about something that I've been telling you about for a long time, folks. I told you it's your future. I've been telling you this is your future. Remember, I told you it was going to be on the test. Are you ready for the pop quiz? What is your future? Your future is mobile. That's what you need to be looking for. You know, the guy who told Benjamin in The Graduate that you know, one word, plastics. Well, I'm giving you one word, my friends. Mobile, and we got Adam Boyden, who's going to join us in the second half of the hour, and we're going to talk about that one word, mobile. It's 9 after. Stay with me.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest employee. I call him Al. Voila! Wow.
Hello, I am Al.
Al is the world's most highly advanced supercomputer. He knows everything.
I know everything.
He's going to help us solve our international shipping problems.
I compute that you've been selling company secrets.
Huh?
You lied on your resume.
Well, just my age.
You're parked in a handicapped space today.
I stubbed my toe.
You've been sleeping in the office every night.
Stop that, Al!
Problems at home.
Phil, hand me that folding chair.
Yes, sir.
Ow.
Ooh. Sir, why don't we just use FedEx Express for our international shipping needs?
Good thinking, Phil.
FedEx Express flies more cargo around the world than anyone else.
FedEx Express will take care of all our international shipping needs.
You've been stealing petty cash.
It's my company.
It's Daddy's company.
Well, he said I could. Daddy!
We understand. You want international shipping made easy. Reach customers in over 220 countries and territories with simple and helpful tools from FedEx.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasting Game, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We got a good friend, Pam Bilbrey, back on the show. Pam is the co-author of the book Ordinary Greatness. It's where you at least where you least expect it everywhere. And she is a leadership and employee engagement expert. She's a speaker, as I said, an author, and she's well recognized around the world for that ability, and she's here to share some of those ideas with us right now. Pam Bilbrey, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure, as always, to be with you.
It's good to have you back, and of course, as you can tell, a member of our Brain Trust. Pam, this employee engagement thing is a topic I've been talking a lot about over the last 2 or 3 years, 3 or 4 years, and it seems to be more important now than ever before, because we've just come through a very tough time in the workplace, the Great Recession, the not so great recovery, and there's been a lot of resetting of attitudes in the marketplace, in the workplace. A lot of fear. There's been a lot of fear. There's been, I think, creativity has taken a hit. I think trust has taken a hit in the last 2 or 3 years. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. I think this new normal is our reality now, and we have to look at how employees are engaged in their daily work life a little different. The numbers are still pretty staggering. They continue to go down. Some of the recent employee engagement reports are saying that fewer than 1 in 3 employees are really engaged
Wow.
in their work.
Wow.
That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And when you think about that, that means 2/3 are either, you know, another 1/3 is sort of showing up, and about 1/3 may be torpedoing you.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That 1/3 in the middle, you know, I like to think of it as presenteeism. They're there in body, but they checked out otherwise.
And you know, there was the other day, there was a, they left only one person in the tower at Reagan National Airport at night.
Thank goodness, not in Washington.
That person went to sleep and wasn't able to deal with the planes coming into Reagan, which I can't imagine. I mean, I'm a pilot, and I can't imagine any tower being more important to paying attention to what's going on than Reagan National. And my point is they only had one person there. As it turns out, he was one of that lower third that wasn't very engaged.
Absolutely.
So, and small business, for small businesses, that's what happens, Pam, is we don't have the luxury of having extra people. We can't
right.
put 3 people on a 1-person job just in case the other 2 don't turn up. One will pick up the load. We can mostly only send 1 person to do a 1-person job. We can't afford to have people who aren't engaged, can we?
Every person matters, and we've got to find ways to create that environment so every single person feels so passionate about their work, committed, and engaged at a level that is just phenomenal. It's not only good for our business, but it's good for the individuals to feel that way.
And all these solutions, as you've taught us and as you're going to talk to us about today, all these solutions don't cost money, do they? I mean, it's not like you got to give you don't have to give everybody a raise to get engagement. It's all between our ears, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. I mean, anyone can do this. Any manager, any business owner can do this if they're committed to creating that environment. They don't really have to spend a penny.
So talk to us about that. One of the things you say is you should find out how to identify the miserable job situation. What does that mean?
A colleague of mine, you may have heard of him, Pat Lencioni, he's written 7 bestseller books, and one of his books is called 3 Signs of a Miserable Job. And I thought it was so apropos for us to talk about today, because he said, you know, there's a big difference between a bad job and a miserable job. Because a bad job in the eye of the beholder, right? What may be a bad job for you may be a wonderful job for me. Mm-hmm. It's just what we like. But a miserable job is really different. A miserable job is one we dread going to work in the morning, because when we come home at the end of the day, we have less energy, we have less confidence.
It affects our health negatively, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I've had a job like that. Right.
Yeah.
I've had a job like that before.
Absolutely. And it takes a toll on us from a psychological and a physical perspective. So this thing about miserable job is really interesting. The first sign of a miserable job is a sense of anonymity. You know, some people go to work and they feel like their boss, the people they work with, just really don't have a clue who they are, don't really know them, don't take an interest in them, either from a professional business level or from a personal level. They're just a non-entity, you know, kind of invisible.
Right, right.
And none of us can afford to feel that way.
Well, that's exactly right. And even if you have an organization where you're the owner and you've got enough people that you can't really get out and make that person on the other end of the org chart feel, you know, that they're not anonymous, you have to train your managers to do that for you, don't you?
Absolutely. And as you say, it doesn't cost money. It's just making that connection, having those conversations, talking with people, learning about them, recognizing them for their extraordinary work. It's making those connections. We all need to make connections with other individuals.
But you know, Pam, that is something that most small business owners can do to some degree. And it's something that you and I learned a long time ago, MBWA, management by walking around.
Absolutely.
Just get out, take some time in the morning, get out and stroll around the building and stroll around the property and talk to a little, you know, say hi to everybody and stop every so often and talk to a different person at different times, ask them about their family, see how they're doing, ask them about their job, you know, that kind of thing. It's one of the benefits of being a small business owner, isn't it? You actually can do that.
Oh yeah, you know, it's wonderful, and it has the side benefit as you're out and about talking to people, walking around, it increases your approachability, and so your employees begin to feel, oh, I have an idea, and oh, my boss is going to be walking around.
Right.
I'll see them. I'm going to mention something,
right.
And maybe it's the idea that really, you know, takes that business to the top.
Right,
it could
absolutely
be something very simple.
Absolutely. Hold on to that thought. Pam Bilbrey is our guest. She and Brian Jones wrote the book Ordinary Greatness, 20 After. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.